With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking to reporters in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. and Russia agreed to restore their respective diplomatic missions in Washington and Moscow.
We're going to appoint our teams, respectively, that have worked very quickly to reestablish the functionality of our respective missions in Washington and in Moscow. For us to be able to continue to move down this road, we need to have diplomatic facilities that are operating and functioning normally.
The United States and Russia have completed their first round of high-level talks in years now. Ending the Ukraine war is at the top of the agenda. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate may vote as early as tonight on a mega bill designed to enact a big part of President Trump's agenda. But as Bob Agnew reports, that vote is expected to vote into a voterama.
As Republicans make use of what's known as the reconciliation process, Democrats won't be able to filibuster the bill, but are expected to subject the contents to long debate. They'll also introduce a long string of amendments that require votes. The bill includes $175 billion for the border and $150 billion for defense. Bob Agnew reporting.
Belt tightening at Southwest Airlines. Correspondent Rich Thomason says this is a first for the Texas Airlines.
Southwest is cutting 15% of its corporate workforce, shedding 1,750 jobs. The budget carrier's first major layoffs in its 53-year history. The Dallas-based airline says the cuts will be focused almost entirely on corporate overhead and leadership positions, including senior leadership and directors. CEO Bob Jordan says it's all about making Southwest a leaner, faster, more agile organization. Rich Thomason reporting.
And on Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 90 points, the NASDAQ composite 70 points in the red. This is SRN News. What do non-Christians believe about God? SRN's Michael Harrington with that report.
That's the question the Barna Group has been asking, and the answers might surprise you. The latest Barna poll finds that nearly 30% of all non-believers do think that God is the, quote, all-powerful, all-knowing, perfect creator of the universe who still rules today. 21% of non-Christians say there's no God at all. Some 12% of poll respondents think there are many deities with different powers. And 11% of non-believers think every person is God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortions are set to resume in Missouri. That's after a judge blocked regulations that had restricted providers, even after voters approved enshrining abortion in the state's constitution. The decision comes after a Kansas City judge ruled last year that abortions are now legal in Missouri, but kept certain regulations on the books while a lawsuit by abortion advocates played out. This is SRN News. New York Mayor Eric Adams' administration is falling apart as four deputy mayors have signaled their intent to resign over concerns about the Democratic mayor's handling of immigration.
The mayor's office confirmed that first deputy mayor Maria Torres Springer, who effectively runs the government, deputy mayor for Health and Human Services Ann Williams Isom, deputy mayor for operations Mira Josie, and deputy mayor for public safety Chauncey Parker all plan to step down. In a statement, the mayor praised the departing officials and said that they would remain in their current roles to assure a seamless transition. Adams is downplaying the turmoil in his administration while arguing that he has remained consistent on immigration and other issues. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Social Security Administration's acting commissioner, Michelle King, has stepped down from her role at the agency. That's over the Department of Government Efficiency request to access Social Security recipient information. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.